Monday, October 4th, 2021, 8:52 a.m. Okay, so today I started painting around a little after 4, and I painted till a little after 8, and went over some areas that needed better defining, redrew a little bit around Homer Simpson, and just clarifying the line of what happens there. And let's see, so I painted yesterday. I've been painting pretty good on this, and still not really, it doesn't seem like I'm any much closer to finishing this than any other time. I painted over my analog great reset button mechanism in the back, and I'm going to do something else with that. So, and also the ground area, I painted over that, sanded it down and painted over that, that is. So let's see, what else did I do? I painted in an atomic blast out in the ocean on the upper right hand corner. I redid the sky. Let's see, what else did I do? That's pretty much it, I think. So let's see what's going on in the world. Again, like I was talking about how, you know, the media gets things wrong or pushes an agenda about for their team, and as it comes out now, it's pretty much proven, or at least looks that way so far, that the lie about President Trump being in collusion with the Russians is a fabricated lie created by the Hillary Clinton campaign, executed by her lawyers that she hired to inform the FBI that this was happening, and also leaked it. Somebody leaked it to the press so that could come out in the press too, and so that's why the investigation started into Russian collusion with Trump. So that's kind of like trying to rig the election, I would say, and. You hear people say, you know, whatever the Democrats say, accuse you of doing or accuse the other people of doing, you can pretty much bet that they're doing it. So, you kind of look at it and say, yeah, well, who was getting money from the Russians? Well, the Clintons definitely were through their foundation. They definitely were getting money. So, who's colluding with who? And, same thing happened with the Biden campaign. So, you know, these people are crooks, you know. And I didn't get that feeling from Trump. He was already a rich guy. He just wanted to do good by the country. That's the way it looks to me. You know, you can say whatever you want. What did he make money on? You know, we already know that that Hunter Biden, toppled Libya, and then a year later, Hunter Biden goes and says, "Hey, I'll get your frozen assets. I'll get exert some influence on my father, and we'll get your frozen assets unfrozen for $2 million retainer." So. You know, they topple the country just to get more money out, and now they're trying to spend what they say is like $5-6 trillion worth of spending that we really don't need. you know, people don't really need these things, so we're doing fine. What the poor people need is a way to get out of being poor, is what they need more than just to be given stuff. You know, so they want to raise the corporate taxes, which is going to drive the companies overseas, which drives jobs overseas, and no jobs for people here. We've seen that over and over again. It's just a fact that that's what happens. You know, when Trump lowered the corporate tax, more money came back. You know, more jobs came back. So you just have to look at it and see that this is what's happening. You know, when they did the tax cut, the company I used to work for, AT&T, they gave out bonuses to everybody, you know, and the company did, because they got such a big tax break, they passed it along to their employees, which was great, you know. And I'm talking thousands of dollars, not just, you know, $50 or something like that. Anyway, so yeah, the Democrats, who are the socialists, are really trying to screw this country up. They want to make everybody dependent on the government, so they can tell everybody what to do. And they get richer because, you know, some animals are more equal than others, as the saying goes. Anyway, so today, I've got to do a little bit of yard work. We've got to go to PetSmart because the dog's running out of food. I want to go for my walk. So I better get going here and get some of this stuff done. So have a good one, everybody. I hope the socialists don't take over.